Now Samuel has just given us some leads to follow, as well as vivid confirmation of something we just said, that for thought to grow, and so for there to be a possibility to see through the lies of the system, one's parents themselves must become questions. And this familiar split that we feel emotionally, even if it has not yet been articulated, between what our bodies say and want to do, and the demands and dictates of the system, that must also become a question. And the source of the split, that initial trauma of discovering that our feelings don't matter, likewise. How does this inform the design of a safe space? How do we build solidarity, mutual caring, meld our longings into mutually reinforcing action? Unless we discuss how hidden power is shaping us, keeping us unconscious through its conditioning of us. Unless we discuss the specific features of this conditioning, what circumstances prompt us to obey its dictates, and then how we resist it and turn again to our original earth allegiance. This is what we all want. And speaking to that longing is something we're going to be figuring out together how to do, so that we can increase the numbers of us who are willing to help expand these discussions, raise these necessary questions. And to my one, my love, I just want to say thank you for bringing it all together. And so miraculously, so unexpectedly, what a gift. Thank you.